This is Extremely Casual Tunes, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was just Slow Jabroni by Surfer Blood. And yeah, we're just gonna continue with the tunes.
Rain came down since the day we got home. Bouncing off of me to a land that I
crashed down fury red. It's cracks in our hearts and heads. Place we can hide. Oh, electric sharks, no. 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 See how the sun fell on the Tasman fell. Crashed down fury red. Scratched in our hearts and heads. Small mistakes and kids that stop and small mistakes and kids that stop and small mistakes and kids. Small mistakes and kids. Small mistakes and kids that stop and small mistakes and kids. Small mistakes and kids. And all could be well. Electric sharks, no. Oh, electric sharks, no.
All right, and we're back with the commentary. Here we have a pal, instead of Lucy, who is coming later, who's the usual co-host, we have Lainey from Cape Cod, who goes to Connecticut College. I'll let her talk more about herself.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lainey. I'm from Cape Cod. I live there in the winter. So, hi, now I'm closer to the mic. Maybe you can hear me. Ursula just hit me in the face with the mic.
My bad.
Anyway, I'm from Cape Cod. I've said that like 12 times now. I live there in the winter. It's cool times. So if you have a summer house there, roll through. I have a winter house. Liddy.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah, thank you, Lainey. We love to hear that Cape Cod is really integral to your identity.
It is possibly the only part of my identity.
Other than your dog, Dinny?
Questionable. My dog, Dinny. Yeah, I know.
Everyone has to follow Lainey's dog account. Please give yourself a shameless plug on my radio show.
I would love to. My dog's Instagram is at Dinnygram, DinnieGram. It's worth a follow.
I second that. So I just shared some of my fave tunes with Lainey. Let's hear what she has to say about them. She was bumping to Foles,
yeah,
which
was
great.
Yeah, I was bumping to Foles. Yes. Well, Ursula would surely disown me as a friend if I had anything other
this
than
this is indeed true.
Praise.
Yes.
So, Ursula is a great DJ.
Thank you, Lainey.
I worship her.
Oh, wow. This is unexpected. I did not pay her to say any of this, nor did I pay her to be my friend.
Yes, but you're going to have to now.
I guess so. Well, hopefully some other cool music tunes will, you know, make up for it.
Yes.
My form of payment.
Down like a red rubber ball, you're always back and forth.
like your lip imitation to how much and repeat. And as if I tried to, I've turned out just like you do. We watch and repeat. They all say just like me, is it in our nature to be stuck on repeat? Another encore to an aftershow. Do I chase the night, or does the night chase me? Mirroring situations like your written imitation. Turned out just like you do. We watch and repeat. They all say I will become a replica. Your mistakes were only chemical.
And so we're officially halfway through the show, which means it's PSA time.
Yay!
Lainey's really excited. She asked me if she could read it, which of course I was going to offer her to do anyways. Aww. But I love the enthusiasm because a lot of people are really nervous. Anyways, take it away, Lainey.
Okay, so I'm really hype about this PSA. It's some numbers to think about in terms of world wealth distribution.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Health. Wage gaps and disparities, not health.
So check this out. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these eight men, owned the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. And if you needed a reason to become an anarchist, there you go.
We do not support any one political agenda, but Lainey has an opinion and she will share it.
My opinion is that money's fake and time is fake.
Yeah, and in case there's some legal trouble with that, this does not represent the views of WMFO or Tufts University. I don't really know if I have to disclaim that, but just in case, you know, I don't want you to get sued, Lainey. I also don't want to
be
sued.
If I don't get sued.
Yeah. But anyway, I got your back. Thank you for reading the PSA.
Should have done a more boring one.
No, I think it's important information to share about the wealth inequity present in our world.
It also has a list of the wealthiest individuals, but I won't read that out loud.
Hmm. Some food for thought.
Thank you.
here.
All right. The official co-host, Lucy, has now joined us. And yeah, Lucy, you have anything to say at all?
Yeah, I totally didn't realize that I was supposed to be part of the show today. I got a text from Ursula at like 5:15 and I ran over here. So
yeah, she's really dedicated.
I'm really dedicated,
we're really
clearly
grateful to have a great host. What about you, Lainey? Any other thoughts about the last songs?
No, I was actually reading through all the PSAs while those songs were happening, so I was a little distracted. I learned a lot though.
What did you learn?
I didn't know I'd be quizzed. I learned to not text while driving.
Wow.
Uh-huh. That's a big one.
Yeah. Do you have your license?
Thanks for calling me out. No, I don't.
Well, where since you had your license?
I do have mine. I've had mine for like 3 years now, yes.
I took my road test and the person who failed me was really mean about it.
Ooh, I failed the first
really
time too.
Personally, yeah. And I haven't recovered. So here we are.
It's okay. Yeah. It's just the Massachusetts road test.
Okay, yeah,
really
to
tough.
Be fair, I feel like it is harder to drive up here.
Yeah, and also everyone's like crazy driving. Mm-hmm. So, you know. But that's that. Anything else you learned?
I learned that there's a dog shelter around, which means dog fever, you know?
Yeah, it's real. Yeah. Too bad we're all financially unstable.
Well, there's some dog shelters that do that thing where they let you rent a dog for that day.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I've heard of that before. I don't know if they do it up here, though.
Wow. Yeah, I've never heard of that here, but I guess we gotta check it out.
Yeah.
The best way to do it. Mm. All right, back to the music.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. And we have another special guest here. So our first guest, Lainey, just left. But now we have Emily, who Ubered here, which is great.
Oh, hello. My name is Emily. I'm from North Carolina. I didn't realize I was going to be on mic right now, so I'm not prepared.
It's okay.
But I could read you an exciting PSA.
Yeah. Emily really wants to, so let's let her have that opportunity.
You can never have too many PSAs.
I know. We can always keep learning more. Yeah, the public deserves to know.
Especially when it's about fun environmental things, like go green with rechargeable batteries.
Amazing segue.
Yes. Well, do I read the whole thing?
Yes.
If you want to save money yourself,
I don't think Emily remembers how to read. It's like that Vine, hey, I'm whatever that guy's name is. I'm 23 and I never learned how to read.
That is awesome. But okay, starting over. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger doesn't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Amazing.
Really thank great reading.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it. Yeah. Well.
Perseverance.
Exactly. All right. Well, now that we know how to become green with reusable batteries, we're going to play our last few songs. Oh.
Thank you.